You're listening to Dance Tips Daily, and my name is Dani Albertina. I'm a dancer, educator, and choreographer. This is episode number 461, featuring Matilda Veje from Love Notes to LA, Dance Agencies in Los Angeles, and How to Get Signed. It's December 5th, 2021, and we have a Strategizing Sunday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Let's dance on into Matilda's blog. If you're moving to the West Coast to pursue dance professionally, you for sure want to get signed to one of the dance agencies in Los Angeles. It's not the most important thing in the world when you just get here. Just start training, meet people, and build relationships. But further down the line, you definitely want to get signed so you can attend the big, fun, and nerve-wracking auditions you've been dreaming of. The top six agencies in Los Angeles are Block Talent Agency, MSA Agency, who I'm signed to, Clear Talent Group, Go-To Talent Agency, MTA Agency, Independent Artist Entertainment. How to get signed to the dance agencies in Los Angeles. There are lots of ways you can get signed to an agency, and there's not one way that's considered as being, in quotes, better or, in quotes, more right than the other. Here are the three most common ways. Agency auditions. Most dance agencies in Los Angeles throw big auditions once or twice a year, where hundreds and hundreds of dancers show up. I recommend following the agencies I listed above on social media so you know when the auditions are. What happens at an agency audition? You'll most likely do a short routine across the floor or a simple walk in a heel if you're a woman, where after the agents ask approximately 40% of the room to stay. Sometimes more people get cut, sometimes less. If they ask you to stay, you usually learn a choreography from one of the agency's choreographers that you'll perform in front of the agents and a camera. Often, they don't do more cuts after that. They just tape you. Take your headshot and resume, and if they want to sign with you, they'll call you within a couple of weeks after they've watched everyone's tapes. Referral. If you've taken lots of classes from an industry teacher or been working with a choreographer who really likes you, thinks you work hard, and sees a lot of potential in you, that could be a way to get signed too. There's been lots of times where a teacher or a choreographer mentions dancers to their agents or writes recommendation letters that you can send together with your resume and headshot if you apply online. Some agencies like Go-To Talent only take self-submissions, so a referral is a great way to get in. Self-submissions. If you click on any agency's webpages, you'll find that they all offer an option to, in quotes, submit yourself. If you do self-submit, make sure you spend time and effort on making a high-quality reel, headshot, and resume so you look professional when they open your submission. They get so many emails, so obviously it's not guaranteed that you'll even hear back, but I've definitely known tons of dancers who get signed that way. Just make sure that what you're submitting is high quality, since that's their first and only impression of you. Which agency should I choose? If you just moved to Los Angeles or you are dreaming of moving to Los Angeles, I'd say that it really doesn't matter which one of the agencies I mentioned above that you're represented by. In the beginning, you just want to get signed so you can get into that audition room. But to state the obvious, agents are people too. Say what? And obviously it's different who you vibe really well with, connect with, and have good relationships with in your normal life. The same applies here. It's important to your career that you have a good relationship with your agent. So if you don't vibe well, and you for a longer period of time never get a casting call, and it's not because of a global pandemic, I'd first of all talk to them. But if nothing changes, then maybe try to find another agency down the line. The agent you click really well with is not necessarily who your friend clicks well with, and vice versa. That's completely normal, and also the reason why we all don't go for the same boyfriends. It's good. But if you want, you can try to look at who your favorite dancers and choreographers are signed to, though. If they're all signed to the same agency, maybe that's where you want to audition first. Why am I just not getting signed? No matter if you're an actor, singer, dancer, painter, or another kind of artist, you have to remember that nothing is personal. It really just isn't. Unless you've threw your drink in an agent's face on purpose when you were drunk at carnival the other night, then it might be personal. Otherwise, it's not. Obviously, The reason you're not getting signed could be because of your skill level. Let's not leave that out. But honestly, if you get cut after walking 10 feet in a heel at an agency audition, I wouldn't be too hard on myself. Most likely, you've been cut because they already represent lots of dancers who look exactly like you right now. Often, they're looking for a specific type, and that's just life. You can't prepare for that. Like, what are you gonna do? Dye your hair green and hope that that's what they're looking for? Just be yourself and own how you look. Trust me, especially these days, all types can be, will be, and are being represented. Your type too. Trust that you'll get signed when the time is right. Until then, there are just so many other ways you can book dance jobs in the meantime. That I'll talk about in another post. How can I prepare to get signed? Honestly, there's so much you can do. First and foremost, there's basic stuff like getting really good quality headshots taken. Lindsay Rosenberg took mine. Check her webpage out here and IG here. You can also work on getting a great showreel / dance together. Now you're sitting at home anyways. And update your resume with all your training and experience. Dance-wise, I wouldn't put too much pressure on getting really good with the purpose of getting signed. I would work on getting really good with the purpose of getting really good and get ready for the jobs you want to book. So my little list of how you can prepare is no different than how to work on becoming a better dancer in general. 9 things you can do to prepare. Number 1, take lots of classes. 2, get used to picking up choreography really fast. 3, learn from industry teachers and choreographers who've worked on the jobs you're dreaming of. 4, go out in small groups by the end of class to learn how to dance under pressure and in front of a camera. 5, practice your freestyle. 6, train in different styles. 7, if you're a woman, get into heels training, like yesterday. 8, get as much stage performance experience as you can, even if it's your friend's concept video or a show at Choreographer's Carnival. And by the way, the agents will be there too. It's all great experience. 9, most importantly, get to know your community. Talk to other dancers and choreographers, be nice to people, be yourself, and work hard. Building good and genuine relationships will take you really far, maybe even further than an agent will. And most importantly, it will make your journey so much more fun in general if you're surrounded by people who inspire you and motivate you. Trust your timing. Again, just trust the timing of your life. You'll get signed to one of the dance agencies in Los Angeles when the timing is right. Just don't give up. Some people get signed right away while others get signed after years and years. It doesn't make you in quotes good or an in quotes bad dancer if you have an agent or not. I've heard of amazing dancers who book everything now who didn't get signed until 8 years after they arrived to LA, while other dancers go on a world tour after just a year in the city. Everyone's journey is beautiful and unique, and yours is no different. Thanks so much to author Matilda from lovenotestola.com for giving us permission to share her insightful blog with y'all today. My bias is that Matilda's advice can transcend not only from LA agencies, but also New York, Atlanta, Chicago, if we're in the middle of the country, our smaller cities. What I love and appreciate about the commercial industry is that you can book work no matter what age you are. There's infants who book commercial work all the way up to refined people who are in their hundreds. For our Strategizing Sunday challenge today, I challenge us to research the agencies that are within our area. Even if we're a concert dancer and think that maybe we never would want to do commercial work, having an agent can only help us in our career and longevity. Look at the talent that they represent and see how the talent on their website, or maybe you can do some research on Instagram, how the talent publicly presents themselves. And from there, start gathering our materials. Matilda's gave us a lot of insight for what agents are looking for, i.e. reels, headshots, and resumes. Having these prepared and ready to go and submit is never a bad idea. That being said, that's your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.